Her father did not think it necessary to tell his beloved child how very foolish he had been, but contented himself with showing how much wiser he had now grown. For this purpose, he led Marigold into the garden, where he sprinkled all the remainder of the water over the rose bushes, and with such effect that about 5,000 roses recovered their beautiful bloom. There were two things, however, which as long as he lived used to put King Midas in mind of the golden touch. One was that the sands of the river sparkled like gold. The other, that little Marigold's hair had now a golden tinge, which he had never noticed in it before she had been changed by the effect of his kiss. This change of hue was really an improvement and made Marigold's hair richer than in her babyhood. When King Midas had grown quite an old man, and used to trot Marigold's children on his knee, he was fond of telling them this marvelous story, very much as I have now told it to you. And then would he stroke their glossy curls and tell them that their hair likewise had a rich shade of gold like their mother's. "And to tell you the truth, my precious little folks," quoth King Midas, trotting the children all the while, "ever since that morning I have hated the very sight of all other gold except this."